Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We are now starting in Bezos Hashem, the fourth perek, which begins with the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes on the base on the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah says, Hamevi kade yayin mimakam amakam. Someone is bringing kade yayin from one place to another place. V'yaviyim besal ubekupa. So to understand what the Mishnah means when it says imakom amakom, we find a machlokes rishonim. In Tesis, Tima Mascha Mevi Kadayayin, one sees that Tesis understands that as long as one is carrying these Kadayayin outside the bayis or the chotzer, it applies the halacha of Loyaviyim Besalu Bekupa. And so too one finds in the Ramah in Siman Tov Kof Yud Sev Ches and in the Magen Avraham, Siman Tov Kof Yud Sev Katan Yedalad, that the Isser applies in any public place. As long as one is bringing the Kada Yayin in a public place, the halacha is Loyaviyim Besal Ubekupa. In Rashi, on the other hand, the Rashi explains Hamevi Mimakam Amakam Besoichat Chum. The Mishnah Berurah Sharatzion of Katan Lamed is Medayek, that from Rashi one sees that we're talking about that he's bringing Mimakam Amakam outside the city. And for that reason, Rashi says that he's taking the Kadayayin Mimakam Amakam outside the city is either Besoichat Chum or Yahudei Eruv. And so to the Sharatzion says we find in the Or Zeruah that the locha of the Mishnah is only applicable if he's bringing the Kadayayin Mimakam Mimakam outside the city. That we find in Tesis, that the locha of our Mishnah applies to any public place, but not in a chotzer or a bayis, we find the following kasha in the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua asks, we know, Rav's klal, that the Gemara brought down before in the Testament Aleph, the Rav said, "Kol makim sha'asru chachamim mipnei maris ha'ayin, afiu b'chadei chadorim is aser." In other words, whatever chachamim made in Isser, even if the reason behind the Isser was because of maris ha'ayin, the Isser applies even b'chadei chadorim. So therefore, the Pnei Yeshua asks, how can Tesis say that the Isser of our Mishnah only applies to a public place and not in a chotzer or in a bayis? What happened to Rav's rule of kol ha'aser mishum maris ha'ayin is aser even b'chadrei chadorim? L'chayr, one can answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha based on that we find in Tesis and Ksuvas of Samachem Amel Aleph, that Tesis says that Rav's halacha only applies to something that looks like one is being over in Isser Dereisa. But if the Isser is an Isser Maris Ha'ayin, because it looks like one is being over in Aveira Derabanan, on that we do not apply Rav's halacha of Kol Aser, Mishum Maris Ha'ayin is Aser, Afilu B'chadrei Chadorim. And therefore one could say that so too in our Mishnah, that the whole Isser in a public place is only in Isser Derabanan, we do not apply Rav's halacha of Kol Aser, Mishum Maris Ha'ayin is Aser, Afilu B'chadrei Chadorim. But as we find in the Magen Avraham, in Erechayim and Siman Shin Aleph, the Magen Avraham himself says that the Tesva says that the rule of Rav only applies to something that is nira ki'ilu he's being over in Issa Dereisa, that is really a machlokes hasugyos. Tesva in Ksuvas is going according to the Gemara in Ksuvas. Like Tesva proves that the Gemara in Ksuvas holds that Rav's halacha is only applicable to an Isser Mishum Maris Ha'ayin, that it looks like one is being over in Isser Dereisa. On the other hand, the Magen Avraham says we find that the Gemara in Shabbos and Samech Daled on the base argues on the Gemara in Ksuvas. And the Gemara in Shabbos holds that Rav's halacha applies across the board, even where it looks like one is only being over on an Isser Derabanan. Still, we say Rav's halacha of Kol Aser Mishum Maris Ha'ayin is also afilu b'chadrei chadorim. So again, according to the Sugyas HaGemara in Shabbos Samech Daled Amud Beis, one has to understand how can Tesis go and explain our Mishnah based on that the halacha of our Mishnah only applies to a public place and not in a chotzer or a bayis. Again, why don't we have Rav's halacha of Kol Aser Mishum Maris Ha'ayin is Aser Afilu B'Chadrei Chadorim? So to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, one has to say as follows. That we say, Rav's halacha, only applies to that if someone would happen to see him doing this specific action, there would also be a chashash maris ha'ayin. But if you would have an example that had someone seen him doing this specific action, the chashash maris ha'ayin would not apply, then we would not say Rav's halacha kol asim mishum maris ha'ayin is asar fil b'chadei chadarim. And so too one finds in Tesis and Shabbos of Samachayim and Aleph b'dibra maskol amar Rav. Tesis brings down that we find in Chulin daf mem aleph and aleph that one is not allowed to shecht into a pit in Rishus HaRabim because it looks as if he's following that pikarsim, he's doing an act of avodah zarah, but in a chatzer one is allowed to shecht into a guma. Tesis explains that over here we do not apply Rav's halacha of kol asur mishum maris ha'ayin is asur fil b'chadei chadarim, because again, had someone seen him doing the shechita in his own chatzer, one would say that he's not doing the shechita in a guma in order to do an act of avodah zarah, but rather, like the Gemara says, he's only doing an act of onakar chatzera. He's trying to make sure that his chatzer does not become dirty, and therefore does not apply Rav's halacha of kol asur mishum maris ha'ayin is asur afilu b'chadei chadarim, because that only applies to if had someone seen him doing this action in chadei chadarim, would there be a chashash maris ha'ayin? And therefore one can say that so too as far as our Mishnah is concerned, that we say that there is an iser in a public place, mishum uvda d'chol, is based on that it looks like uvda d'chol is only because he's doing it in a public place. But now that he's doing it in a private place, now that he's doing it in his chatzar or in his bayis, it does not look like uvda d'chol at all. And for that reason, the whole halacha of Rav does not apply to our Mishnah. And so too one sees in Chitas Rashi and the Arzurua that the whole halacha of our Mishnah only applies outside the city. So from Rashi we see that the Isser of Uvda D'chol is not the actual act of bringing Kadayayin Bekupa, but is the fact that he is bringing it outside the city that it looks like Uvda D'chol. And so to entice this, it's the fact that he's bringing it in a public place, that's why it looks like Uvda D'chol. But in his bias or in his chatzar, it does not look like Uvda D'chol at all. That is how one could answer the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Naflamed Amin Aleph Tana, Im Yef Shola Shanei's Mutter. If one cannot be Mishana, then he is allowed to bring Besal uvekupa. The Gemara goes on to say, ask in Rav b'mechuza. Rav was masakin b'mechuza that there is a chiyuv to be mishane. As the Gemara goes on to explain, the dor b'duchka lidju b'ragla, the dor b'ragla lidju b'agra, etc. To understand that there is a chiyuv to be mishane, we find the basic machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi with the Ramaskal the dor b'agra. And in the Ramaskal Nifra Sudra learns that there is a chiyuv to be mishana as long as the shinoi does not add tircha. Tosfos, with the Ramaskal the Dor Baragla, and with the Ramaskal the Malia Bechatzuraba Timoi Bechatzuzuta argues, Tosfos understands that there is a chiyuv to be mishana even if the shinoi will add tircha. There still is a chiyuv to be mishana. And this brings a raya from that we find in our Mishnah. Even though now that he's not bringing them Besal Bekupa, he'll have to go back to bring the other Kadayayin. So it comes out that he is being Marbe Betercha. Still in our Mishnah one sees the halacha is that still we say Levian Besal Bekupa, even though he will have to be Marbe Betercha. To answer to his kash, we find in the Mi'uri that the Mi'uri says as follows. That the Mishnah says, Poyavim Besal Bekupa Avamevi Huak Seifai, is only if one will not be Meisef Betercha. Like the Mi'uri says, we find in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mi'ef Shel Oshanei Smutzer. which the Gemara explains to mean, in other words, he needs the rest of the kadayayin, then the halacha is that he should bring the misal b'kupa. Because again, that we say that there is a halacha to mishana is only if the shine will not yatercha. But if he needs the extra kadim, then avada the halacha is he should bring the misal b'kupa in order not to imar b'tercha. That is how the Miri explains the Gemara in Miafsho Hashanis. But in Rashi, one sees not like that. Rashi, with the Ramaschal of Miafsho Hashanis, says, Kagain Shizimein Orchim Harbe, V'tzorech Lehovi Harbe Biyachad. In other words, he needs all the Kadim immediately. And only then do we say, Miafsho Hashanis, is he allowed to bring the Kadim Besal Bakupa. But, had he not needed all the Kadim immediately, then the halach will be that he will be mechuyev to go and bring the other kadim a second time. And so too one finds in Shulchan Aruch in some Tavkof Yod, Sif Yod, that the Shulchan Aruch explains that our Gemara says Miafsho Hashanes means if he has orchim v'tzorich lemaher ulahavi lefneim oisa kadarkei. Only then, that he's tzorich lemaher, only then is the halach oisa kadarkei. So again, we have to understand, how does Rashi answer Tesis Kasha? Rashi himself, who argues on Tesis and understands that the halacha of Shinoi only applies to the Shinoi, will not etercha. How does Rashi understand our Mishnah? Why in our Mishnah do we say that there is a chiyuv to mishana even if the Shinoi will etercha? So to answer Rashi, one has to say as follows, that there is a fundamental difference between the chiyuv to mishana in the Mishnah and that Rava was Mesaken b'mechuzah Timishana. That we find in the Mishnah Achiv Timishana is like Rashi explains. That we say Oivim Besala B'kupa means that a person should not put Sholesh V'arba B'soich Kupa because it is Nira K'maisa D'chol Lases Masois. But instead, what should he do? He may the Al-Ksefai. Like Rashi says, because then it's Muchach to a Tzirach Yontif. In other words, in our Mishnah, that we say Oyevim Besal B'Kupa is because if he'll bring them Besal B'Kupa, that he brought them Besal B'Kupa itself looks like a Maisa the Chol Lases Masois. And for that reason, he's Muchuyev to Yimevi Al-Ksefai. On the other hand, in that the Rav was Mesaken Mechuzah D'Dara B'Duchka Lidru B'Ragla, that the Rav was Mesaken, the one has to be Mishana, is a completely different halacha. Rav was Mesaken, the one is Mechuzah to Mishana, in other words, he cannot carry Masoyis the same way he carries Masoyis B'Chol. To differentiate between the way one carries Masoyis B'Chol and the one carries Masoyis B'Yontzef. But there is no problem intrinsically in the way he carries Masoyis B'chol. But rather, Rava said that still one has to make a shinur to differentiate between the way one carries Masoyis B'chol and the way one carries Masoyis B'yontif. And therefore Rashi understands that in Rava's takana we say that the only halacha to mishana is only if the shinur will not yatercha. But on the other hand, in our Mishnah, that we say Oyevim Besal B'Kupa is because there's something intrinsically wrong with bringing Masoyis Besal B'Kupa, because by bringing Masoyis Besal B'Kupa looks like a Maisachol, then we say that even if he'll be adding Tercha by being Mevi Al-Ksefai, he still is Mechuyev to Mevi Al-Ksefai. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Omoy Rava Bar Rav Chanan La'Abaye, Tanane Metabchim Mesabken Ve'Mirakten. For in the nowadays the kachazina and the avdin hachi, we see people doing so. And we do not give them musr to stop them from being metapech or mesapek or merakid. The Gemara says it's based on the halacha of heinach lohem we Yisrael. Mutav shushaygin va'al yiu mezidin. As the Gemara goes on to say that this rule of heinach lohem we Yisrael mutav shushaygin va'al yiu mezidin applies even to Isuri Dereisa. Like the Gemara says, Da Teisefes Yom HaKippurim Dereisa, Teisefes Yom HaKippurim, which is a Chiyuv Min HaTeira, and still V'Ochli V'Shosu Ad Shechashecha, and still V'Yeminon L'Hu V'Loimidi. Rashi says, V'Ochli V'Shosu Ad Shechashecha, Zakti Rashi V'Loigoras Mishechashecha. In other words, our gersa is ad shechashecha, but one should not be gerus mishechashecha. The Rashba explains Rashi that had they eaten mishechashecha, we would not apply the rule of mutav shiushegigen value meziden, but rather we would have been mechuyev to give them techacha. And so too we find in the Rosh in Siman Beis that the Rosh brings down from the Bala Eater that even though our Gemara says that the rule of mutav shiushegigen value meziden applies to a din dereisa, that is only a din dereisa de asi midrasha, that's learned out from midrasha. Like, for example, our Gemara of Tesefes Inui Diyom Ekipurim. Avo b'midi d'chsiva b'arayisa b'hedya, but something that is mefurish in the Torah, then the halach is machinan b'hu, one is mechuyiv to give them teichacha, and we do not apply the rule of mutav shushegin v'alyu meizidin. To understand the difference, that the rule mutav shushegin v'alyu meizidin only applies to halacha da'asya midrasha, and that's a halacha that is mefurish b'teira, we find the Darkei Moshe and Siman Tav Resh Ches of Katan Aleph, and so too is meduyik in the Rashba by us, that by something that is mefurish b'teira, vaday einam shegigim, one can take on and assume that they are vaday mezidim, and since they are vaday mezidim, it no longer applies the rule of mutav shushegigen value mezidim, because they're anyways mezidim. That is how the Rashba and the Darkei Moshe explain this shita. L'chayr from the Rashba and Darkei Moshe one sees that the chiyuv teichacha does not only apply in order to stop someone from doing an avera, in order to tell someone that what he's doing is an avera, in order that he should stop doing the avera. Because the Rashba and the Darkei Moshe understand that by something that is mefurish b'teira, even though he's anyways amazed, still one is mechuyev to give him teichacha. So Chayyu one sees the chiyuv teichacha is not an order to stop someone from doing an avera, but rather it is to protest the fact that one is doing an avera. And so too one finds in the Reim, in Siman Reish Chaf Gimel, that the Reim says that one is mechuyev to give teichacha even if he knows bevadei that the person who he's giving teichacha to will not listen to teichacha. But that is only, as we find in our Gemara, if he's a vadei mezid. Like, for example, like the Rashba and the Darkei Moshe explained, by something that is mefurish b'teira. On the other hand, by something that is not mefurish b'teira, even though there is a chiyuv teichacha, even if one will not listen to the teichacha, but that does not apply if through the teichacha you're taking a chance of making a shegig into a mezid. And for that reason, our Gemara says, mutav shu shegig in value mezidin. That is the shita of the Yireim, and seemingly the shita of the Rashba and Darkei Moshe as well. Tesis, on the other hand, argues. Tesis in Shabbos Nafnan Hey Omel Aleph, the Ramasko Va'afol Gav Dole Makabli Lechichinu Mar, and so too in Baba Basra Daf Samech Amabes, and in Avodazara Daf Daud Omel Aleph argue. Tesis explains that we say the rule of Mutav Shushegigin Valyu Mezidim only applies if one is certain that the person who is giving Musar to will not listen. Because then, there is no chiyuv teichacha whatsoever. And for that reason, we apply the rule of mutav shushegigin valyu mezidim. But, if one is not certain that the person who is giving musar to will not listen, then we say that one is vadei mechuyev to give musar, and we do not say the rule of mutav shushegigin valyu mezidim. Tosfos L'chayr understands that the chiyuv teichacha is not just to protest the fact that someone is doing an avera, but rather the chiyuv teichacha is in order to stop the person from doing an avera. And so too we find in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Reishei, that the Rambam explains that the mitzvah of teichacha is in order to mafresh someone from doing an avera. And therefore Tosfos says that in a case that you're certain that the person who you are giving musar to will not be perished from an avera, there is no chiyuv teichacha. That is a shita of the Balei HaTosfos. Now getting back to to the sheet of the Baal HaEter that the Rosh brings down, that by something that is mefurish b'Torah, we do not apply the rule of mutav shiru shegigin v'alyu mezidim. And so too the Rashba explains, b'shitas Rashi, from that the Rashi was not gerus mishech hashecha, we find that the Yamsha Shoima takes this diyuk and Rashi a step further. The Yamsha Shoima, and so too we find in the Magen Avraham and Siman Tov Reish Ches, Sivkot and Beis, that our Medayek Rashi as follows. From that the Rashi was not gerus mishech hashecha. Mishech hashecha does not only refer to the time of Tzeis HaKechavim and onwards, but Mishech HaSheicha could also refer to Ben Hashmoshes. So from that, the Rashi says, Loigar Sinan Mishech HaSheicha, one sees that even from the time of Ben Hashmoshes, which is a Safek Yoim, Safek Laila, still the halacha would be that had people eaten during that time, which is a Safek Yoim, Safek Laila, we do not apply the rule of mutav shirushegin v'aliyu mezidim, but rather one would be mechuyev to give techacha to someone that ate during that period of Bein Hashmoshes. The Sefer Chasidim, which the Karmel Salno brings down in a space, which is in Sefer Chasidim, Simon Reish Samach Beis argues, and the Sefer Chasidim says that the rule mutav shushegin v'alyu mezidim applies to even someone that eats during that period of Bein Hashmoshes. From that the Yamsha Shoima and the Magen Avraham are medayik, that the rule mutav shushegin v'alyu mezidim does not apply to that period of Bein Hashmoshes, Rabbi Yaakov and Emes Liyakov and Parshas Kisava says that one sees that they understand that the Baal HaEter holds, that the Ruah Mutav Shushegin Valyu Mezidim does not apply to Halacha that is Mefurish B'Torah in a different way than the Rashba and the Darkei Moshe, based on the fact that one can assume the Yizavadeh Mezid, because by Safik, in that period of Ben Hashmoshes, what right does one have to assume that he is Yizavadeh Mezid? Rabbi Yaakov goes on to say that according to the Yamsha Shoima, Magen Avraham, one has to explain the Shita of the Baal HaEter in a different way. And so too we find in the Birkei Yosef and Aruch Chaim, Simen Kov Chof Dalet Tzav Gimel. And so too is Meduyik in the Ritva by us, that Rabbi Yaakov says there really are two different obligations to give Teichacha. One is based on the Pasuk of Echeach Teichich Samisacha. Rabbi Yaakov says that there is another parsha, which is Mechayev the Chiyev Teichacha. And that is the halacha that the Gemara in Shavuos of Hametes Amad Aleph finds out, that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zoazah. The fact that Kol Yisrael are Arevim Zoazah, that itself is Mechayev a Chiyev Teichacha. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov goes on to say that as far as the Chiyuv Teichacha that we learn out from the Pasuk of Echeach Techich Samisacha, as far as that halacha is concerned, that only applies to giving Teichacha if through your Teichacha you'll be mafresh someone else from doing an Avera, like we said before in the Shita of the Baal HaTesis in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. But that is as far as the Chiyuv of Echeach Techich is concerned. But as far as the other chiyuv of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazeh, that chiyuv applies, even if you know that the person who you're giving musar to will not listen, the person who you're giving teichacha to will not listen to the teichacha, as far as the halacha of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazeh, one is arev for an other yid, till the point that he gives him teichacha. And therefore, Biakov goes on to say that this halacha of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazeh only applies to something that is Mefurish B'Torah. And therefore, the Baal HaEter means as follows. That we say the rule of Mutav Shushegin V'Alyu Mezidin, which like Tesis explains in Shabbos Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, is referring to someone who you are certain will not listen, that is only as far as halachas are not Mefurish B'Torah. Because as far as the halachas that are Mefurish B'Torah, one is mechuyev to give musar even if he is certain that one will not listen, based on the halacha of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazeh, which again only applies to halacha that is mefurish b'Torah. That is how the Birkei Yosef and Rabbi Yaakov explain the Shitza of the Baal HaItzer. Based on this Chiddush, that there are two Mechayvim of Teichacha, one based on the Pasuk of Echech Teichiach, and the second Mechayvim based on the Pasuk of Kosoa Revim Zawazah, one can go back and explain Teisus. Again, Teisus explains that we say Mutev Shushegin Valyu Mezidin only applies to if one is certain that the person who he's giving Teichacha to will not accept his Teichacha. The obvious question is, if so, why did our Gemara have to say a rule of mutav shu shegin valyu mezidim? Just say that the reason why there is no chiyuv teichacha is based on the fact that since the person will not accept the teichacha, there is no chiyuv teichacha. So based on the chiddush of the Birkei Yosef and Rabbi Yaakov, one can explain the Gemara very poshut. And one could say, right, that's rather we're talking about a person that will not be mekabel teichacha, and therefore the chiyuv teichacha does not apply. But what happened to the second chiyuv of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zawazah, which as a chidah brings down from Maran Rishon and Daf Chav Tassim and Aleph, seems to apply to all mitzvahs. Not only to mitzvahs of a Furish Bateri, like we said before, B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov, and B'Shem the Birkei Yosef, in the name of the Baal Zera Avram. So therefore, for that other chiyuv, the other chiyuv of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zawazah, for that the Gemara explains that the reason why we do not say that there is a chiyuv teichacha mitzad Kol Yisrael Arevim Zawazah is based on the fact because through your teichacha you'll be machshel him in being over and aveir b'mezid, and for that reason we do not give teichacha even as far as the chiyuv of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zawazah is concerned. Now let's go on to the next sugya on the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara goes back to that it says in our Mishnah, Maschilin bar Remas HaTeven, that one can use that Remas HaTeven as firewood. The Gemara says that this part of the Mishnah is Asan Reb Shimon, is going like Reb Shimon to the Isle Mukta, because according to Behuda, the Isle Mukta, this Remas HaTeven was an Eitzer. He put the Teven for storage, and therefore it's Mukta. How can he use and take from the Remus HaTeven to use as firewood? So the Gemara answers, Hasam betivna saria, which isn't fit to be eaten by a behemoth. So to explain the Gemara, we find a machlokes between Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, and Tosfos. Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel understand that the Gemara answers, Hasam betivna saria, and therefore, one can explain our Mishnah, even according to Buddha de Islay Mukta, is based on that Betivna Sarya, the Tevin was never brought in for storage. And for that reason, it's not Mukta. Because since Tivna Sarya is not royal Maicho Behima, therefore, like the Maram is Geiris and Rashi, it's Lav La Eitzar. It's not being put away for storage. Ustami La Eitzim. That is how Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel explain our Gemara. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues. Tosfos explains that even though originally it was put in, well, Itzar, it was brought in for storage of Behema, still we say that since now the Tevin spoiled, and the Tevin is no longer Roy for Behema, and now the Tevin is Oymed Vasaka, one is allowed to go and use the Tevin Wasaka. Like Tosfos explains, the Hikta Zaite, when he brought it in originally, Hikta Zaite, Ki Im, Imaicha Behema, Vata Huroi Wasaka, Umizel, Hikta Zaite, he was never Maktadas from Hasaka. And since he was never Maktadas from Hasaka, therefore, for that reason, one is allowed to go and take from the Tevin and use the Tevin Wasaka. Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shurim Samach Gimel says that from this thesis we see that the Behuda's Islay Mukta is not because a Behuda holds that one has to be Mechin Mibay Jaim, and anything that's missing in Achana is considered Mukta, like one sees in Rashi and Achav Vav on the base. But rather, thesis understands that even according to Behuda the Islay Mukta, that the Behuda's Islay Mukta is only where one went and was makta das from a specific tashmish. Only when one went and was mesiach das. Only then does a Yehuda hold of mukta. And therefore over here, since over here there was no Hesek Hadas from Hesek, therefore the halacha is when the Tevin is no longer Roy for Meichel Behema, one can go use the Tevin LaHesek. Rashi or Shitasi that understands that the Behuda Zizhimoks is based on that the Behuda holds one has to be Meichel Mibayim, argues on Taisis in Arsugya, and understands that our Gemara says with Tivna Saria is referring to the state of the Tevin originally. And the Tevin was never brought in La'itzer. Because had the Tevin originally been brought in La'itzer, since the Tevin is not Mukhan, therefore the Tevin will be Aser, will be considered Mukta, even if the Tevin spoiled and is now no longer Roy L'maychol Behema. So in other words, we have a tremendous machloekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands that the Behuda Zisrei Mukta is based on the fact that one has the Meichin Mevoid Yoyim. Tosfos on the other end understands that the Behuda Zisrei Mukta is based on the fact that one was Mesiach Das from using this Tevin for a specific Tashmish. Now let's go on to the next sugya, the Gemara on Amabes. Mar Mizan Tanya of Chir by Yosef Kamedu Rechanon. A Neitlin Eitim and Asoka Elam and Asamachla. Verb Shimon Matzer. Stigmar asks, for Shimon Matzer, how can Shimon Matzer? Hakasasar Allah. Stigmar says, Omer Nachma Yitzchak Hacha, Besoka, Neifelas, Askinam, we're talking about a Soka that fell down. Verb Shimon with Taime de Leisle Mukta. The Gemara goes on to ask, that we find the Shimon Leisle Mukta, that's only where a person is Adam Yeshiva Mitzap. A person is waiting for the time that it will no longer be Mukta. But Hacha, over here by Soka Adam Yeshiva Mitzap, Emesai Tipo Sukase. So nothing more says, Onachem Yitzchak Hacha Besuk Soka Ruah Askinon. And therefore, we have Adam Yeshiva Mitzap, Demi Esmo Daite Iwave. The Chayiv Mar Gemara comes out that the Reb Shimon is Leisle Mukta is only where you have a positive Adam Yeshev Matzapa. That person is actually waiting for the time that it will no longer be Mukta. But without the Adam Yeshev Matzapa, then Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Yehuda that we do say Mukta. But really, this is a tremendous Machlekes Rishonim. But before we start the Machlekes Rishonim, I'd like to preface with the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Memdalad Amen Aleph. The Gemara says Reb Shimon holds Ner Shekava as Mutter. Let's say a Ner was lit at the beginning of Shabbos and then it went out. Halachas Reb Shimon holds one is allowed to go and move that Ner. Even though the Ner was Mukta from the beginning of Shabbos, still once the Ner went out, one is allowed to go and move that Ner. The Gemara says that Reb Shimon's Mutter is only by regular Ner Shekava. But let's say someone had a case. In other words, someone had a very large ner, which could last throughout the entire Shabbos, and he lit that ner from the beginning of Shabbos. Since, at the time that he lit the ner, he was anticipating that the ner would be lit the whole entire Shabbos, then Reb Shimon agrees to Behuda that we do say Mukta. So to explain that, Reb Shimon agrees by Kais Karav Ashoshes, that even if the Ner happened to go out in the middle of Shabbos, it still was Mukta, because it was Eimed to be lit the whole Shabbos, we find a tremendous Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi and Be'ed Achav Tal on the base, and so too in the Ramban and Be'ed Achav Tal on the base, and in Chul and Achav Tal on the Aleph, explain that the Reb Shimon holds that Kris Karav Ashoshes is Mukta, is based on the fact that he was dachye biyadayim. In other words, by the fact that he lit it at the beginning of Shabbos, and he anticipated that it would stay lit the whole entire Shabbos, it's as if he went and pushed this ner away from using this ner on Shabbos. And for that reason, Reb Shimon agrees that kais karav ashoshes is mukta. Tosfos and Chul and Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph in the Balmor, in Be'ed Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, on the other hand, argue. And they explain that the Reb Shimon holds Kais Karav Ashoshes is Mukta is not based on the fact that with lighting the Ner, it's as if he was Dachye Biyadayim, he pushed away the Ner from being used on Shabbos. But rather, they explain that the Reb Shimon agrees that Kais Karav Ashoshes is Mukta is because the only time that Rav Shimon argues in Rav Yehuda is only where you have an Adam Yeshiva Metzapa, only if he's anticipating that he'll be able to use this Ner on Shabbos. But by grace Karav HaShoshes, that he was planning on this Ner being with the whole entire Shabbos, therefore Rav Shimon agrees to Rav Yehuda the Islay Mokta. So it comes out as follows, that according to Rashi and the Ramban, and so too we find in the Rashi and Chulin Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, they understand that according to Reb Shimon, the only time we say that Reb Shimon is Eisei Mokta is only in a case that he went and he was Dachye Biyadayim. But if he was not Dachye Biyadayim, even if one would not have an Adam Yeshev of Metzapa, still Reb Shimon would be Eisei Mokta and he would argue on Reb Yehuda. Tesis and the Balmor, on the other hand, understand that the Reb Shimon argues in Reb Yehuda is only if one has a positive Yeshiva Metzapeh. If one is not Yeshiva Metzapeh, Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Yehuda. Tesis and Chulin Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph asks, al Chayef Ma'ar Gemara, we see that one does not need Dachye B'Yadayim. Because had we said that Reb Shimon only holds a Muktzah if one is Dachye B'Yadayim, what was the Gemara's Kasha from Sukkah? He writes, even if we're talking about a sukkah that's not a sukkah ru'ua, that was not a imid weepo, that was not going to fall down, but still, there was no dachi b'yadayim. And since there's no dachi b'yadayim, according to Rashi, as long as there's no dachi b'yadayim, Reb Shimon holds that we don't say mukta. And therefore, even if the sukkah not been a sukkah ru'ua, to be mutter in a case that it fell down on Shabbos or Yontif. That is a kasha of Tesis and Chuan on the sheets of Rashi and the other Rishonim. Now, before we answer the kasha of Tesis and Chulin on Rashi, let us explain what is the machlekes based on. So, here the machlekes is based on a fundamental understanding of Shitas Reb Shimon. Do we say that really Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda both agree that in order for something to not be muktzah, one needs that it was daitei lovei? He was planning on using this object from the time of Bein HaShemashes, because only then is it considered Muchan, like Rashi explains in Avchavavim Abbas. And the whole Machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda is one Machlekes. Do we say that if at the beginning of Shabbos it was not yet Roy, but he was anticipating that it would become Roy during Shabbos, in a case that you have a Yeshiva Metzapeh, is that considered enough Muchan at the beginning of Shabbos, because he was anticipating that the Chafetz will become usable during the interim of Shabbos? Or do we say that since the Chafetz was not actually Ro'i at the beginning of Shabbos, therefore it's Ein Zaitei Lovei, like Rashi explains with the Ramascha B'Sukkah Ru'ah, that like Reb Shimon, it was Daitei Me Es Moli Lovei, and like Tanakama, it wasn't Daitei Lovei B'Shum Midi D'Chazi Ben HaShemashes. So according to that pshat in the Machlokes, that the Reb Shimon argues is only because he holds that one has daitei lovei based on the fact that he is Yeshiva Metzapeh. But if one would not be Yeshiva Metzapeh, then Reb Shimon would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that if one does not have daitei lovei, it is not Muchan, and therefore it is considered Muktza, which is a shita of Tosfos and the Balamar, which Chayyus seems to be the shita of our Gemara. Rashi and Chulin Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph and the other Rishonim seem to hold that Reb Shimon is leisli muktzah. Reb Shimon holds that one does not need daitei lovei, and for that reason, even if one would not be yeshiva metzapeh, still Reb Shimon will be leisli muktzah. That Reb Shimon holds by kais ka'arav ashoshes that we do say muktzah is only because he was dachye biyadayim. In other words, he went and was explicitly makta da'as from using this object. Now, to get back to the Iker Kasha of Tosfos and Chulin, we find in the Afika Yam Simen Yotes that explains that it really is a mefurish machlekes amirayim in the Gemara before in the Afchav Zayin and Mabes. We find a machlekes, what is the halacha according to Reb Shimon bebali chayim shemesu? Do we say that Reb Shimon agrees that if you have a Baal Chai that was mace, that a Baal Chai that's mace is mukta, like Rabbi Yehuda? Or do we say that Reb Shimon argues by a Baal Chai shemace? So the Afikayam explains that the Machlekes, again, is based on the understanding of Reb Shimon. that if one understands Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon is leisli mukta only if one went and was actually dachi biyadayim by balichayim shemesu, even though he was not yeshiv matzape, but there is no explicit dachia, and for that reason, Mar Beredu of Yosef Mishmei Rava says that Reb Shimon argues by balichayim shemesu. Because according to Mar Breda of Yosef Mishmei Derava, he understands that Reb Shimon holds the only time we say Mukta is only if one went and was actually Dachi B'Yadayim. And since there was no Dachi B'Yadayim, therefore, Baal Chayim Mishmei Yisrael were Mutzer. On the other hand, Mar Bara Meimar Mishmei Derava, that says Moida Hayir Reb Shimon Baal Chayim Mishmei Yisrael, that Baal Chayim Mishmei Yisrael are Aser, he understands that according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon is Leksa Mukta is only where you have an actual Yosef Matzate. And so too, the Afikiyam says, one finds in the Mordechai in the beginning of Be'ah, and in the Goyin and Simon Shinuch of Dalet Sif Beis. So therefore, as Afikiyam goes on to explain, our Gemara that understands that like Reb Shimon, had the Sukkah not been a Sukkah Ruah, and had that Sukkah fallen down on Shabbos and Yontif, the Sukkah would be Aser, that is only based on the understanding that Balichayim Shemesu also are Aser. Because again, according to Reb Shimon, one needs Yeshiva Matzapeh, because according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon's Leisim Mukta is only where you have Daiti Yilave. And therefore the Gemara sticks, we're talking about Sakarua. Rashi and the other Rishonim that explain that one needs a Dachi B'Yadayim are going like the Mandamra that holds Balichayim Shemesu or Mutarim, based on the fact that there was no Dachi B'Yadayim. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. We weren't in the Brayse of him, Hisna Aleha Hakol Fitnoi. The Gemara asks, Mimahani Batnai, Vomer of Shesham Shemarikiva, Minayan Lassi Sokash, Shasurin Kol Shiva Shnemer Chaga Sokash, Shiva Siamim Lashem. Batani Bidu Mesay Omer, Minayan Chikshem Shechal Shem Shem Al Hagiga Kachal Shem Shem Al Soka. So the Gemara says, Amr of Menashe, Beidrava, Sefer, that it says, Mhisna Aleha Hakol Fitnoi, his son is going on Sukkah de Alma, not Sukkah for the Yontif of Sukkot, but a regular Sukkah for Shabbos and Yontif. So from this Gemara one sees that even though the Sukkah is Muktzah, again we're going even like a Behuda the Islay Muktzah, we're going the Sukkah is Muktzah, still if one was Masne, that he should be able to use a Sukkah when it falls down, one would be able to use a Sukkah once it fell down. Tosis on the other hand explains that the Gemara says, Amr of Menashe, Seif Asma Sukkah Da Oma, is only a Havamina. But Umaskonas HaGemara, the Gemara is Chayzer. And the Gemara holds that if you have something that's Muktza, Tanai will not help. Rashi, but the Umasko Abai, Rabba Darman Tabai, argues and holds that Tanai, even Umaskonas HaGemara, helps. That if one was Masna Muktza, one would be allowed to use the Muktza at the point of time that it is no longer Muktza. And we will not say Migu des Katsoi from the beginning of Shabbos, it is Muktza the whole Shabbos. And so too we find the Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph, and in the Ramban and Rashba in Shabbos Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Now to explain the Machlokes HaRishonim, if Tanai works according to Behuda, to be matter the Muktza at the point of time that it is no longer Muktza, the Machlokes is based on a fundamental understanding in that the Behuda holds that we say Migud Es Katzoi Ben Hashmoshes Es Katzoi Uku Yom. Again, Rashi explains that the Behuda holds Migud Es Katzoi is based on the fact that it wasn't Taite Lovi, since it was not Roi from the beginning of Shabbos, therefore it was not Taite Lovi. And therefore, Rashi Shitasi holds that if one actually went and was Masna and spoke out specifically that he is planning to use this Sukkah when the Sukkah falls down, one will be allowed to use a Sukkah. Because again, now it is Daiti Lavi, and therefore one will be allowed to use the Sukkah once the Sukkah fell down. We will not say Migu Des Katsoi. Tosfos, on the other hand, that argues, understands that we say Migu Des Katsoi is based on the halacha that if something was mukta from the beginning of Shabbos, it is mukta the whole Shabbos. That is halacha Migu Des Katsoi. That whatever the state of the object was at the beginning of Shabbos retains that state throughout Shabbos. And therefore, Tanai won't help. As long as it was mukta at the point of the beginning of Shabbos, it remains mukta throughout the entirety of Shabbos. That is the Shita of Tosfos. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Avasukah the mitzvah loy mahani botna. The Avasukah the mitzvah tonight does not help. Correcting more, Avasukah the mitzvah loy vatanya. I learned in a brisa that tonight helps by noisukah. So the Gemara says, Abai Rav Damer Tavayu Ba'omer Eini Baidel Mehem Kol Bein Hashmashes. That tonight helps by noisukah is only if one said Eini Baidel Mehem Kol Bein Hashmashes. To explain the Gemara, we find the Machlekes Rishenim. Rashi explains the Gemara that Tanai only helps by Noisukah. The Tanai Veni Baidel only helps by Noisukah. The Tanai Veni Baidel will not help by the Atzei Sukkah themselves. Rashi explains that the reason why the Tanai Veni Baidel will not help by the Atzei Sukkah themselves is because Sharei Al Korcha Yibodo Mehem. Because there is no way for him to actually use the Atzei Sukkah Benash Moshes based on the Isser of Stira Sayo. And therefore one cannot apply the Tanai Veni Baidel by Atzei Sukkah. That is how Rashi explains our Gemara, that the Tanai of the Gemara of Eini Baidel only applies to Noisukah, not to Atzei Sukkah. Tesis and Sukkah Daf Tesim and Aleph, and the Ran by us, explain that we say, that the Tanai of Eini Baidel does not apply to Atzei Sukkah, is not like Rashi explains based on the Isser of Stira Sayil, but rather they understand that based on the drasha of Geshem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga Kachal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah, for that reason, one cannot say Eini Baidel. Because the Kedusha Sukkah is a Dover de Memela. It is not up to him to decide if the Sukkah should be Kaddish or not Kaddish. The Torah says, Geshem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga Kachal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah. That is how Tesis and the Ran explain the difference between Noi Sukkah and that's a sukkah. The Amshul Shlema, the Magen Avraham, the beginning of Simon, Tafresh Lamed Ches, explain that an afkamina between Rashi and Tesis Naran would be if someone would build a sukkah during Chol HaMoed, that there is no Isser Stira Sayil. According to Rashi, one could say any Bido even from Atzei Sukkah, because on Chol HaMoed, there is no Isser of Stira Sayil. On the other hand, according to Tesis and the Ran, they understand that the one cannot say any Baidel from Atzei Sukkah is based on the fact that the Kedusha is not dependent upon him. The Kedusha is based on Keshem Shechal Shem Shemayim. Therefore, they understand that even on Chol HaMoed, one would not be able to say any Baidel. That is the Shita of these Rishonim that hold that any Baidel is not applicable to Atzei Sukkah. The Rif, on the other hand, and so too the Marshal learns, Meshitas HaTesis argue, and they understand that any Baidel applies to Atzei Sukkah as well. That we say that Tanai doesn't help for Atzei Sukkah, and so too according to the Rif and Tesis, Tanai will not help for Noi, is in a case if someone went and did not say any Baidel. All he said was, I'm planning on using these Atzei Sukkah or Noi Sukkah at a later date. Only then do we say Keshem Shechal Shem Shemayim tells us that one cannot be Masna, that after the Kedusha is Chal, we should be able to use the Atzei Sukkah at a later date. But as far as any Baidel is concerned, one can say any Baidel both by Noi Sukkah and by Atzei Sukkah as well. Now to understand the Machlekes Rishonim, if one can say any Baidel from Atzei Sukkah, or do we say that since Keshem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga Kachal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah, that is a reason that one cannot say any Baidel from Atzei Sukkah? L'chayr, the Machlekes is based on a fundamental understanding of what does Keshem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga Kachal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah mean? Does it mean that the Torah gave Kedusha to a Sukkah, that whatever is considered a sukkah, whatever is considered the chavtza shal sukkah, the Torah was makadesh b'kedushas sukkah, just like chagiga, is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that keshem shechal shem shemayim al chagiga kachal kachal shem shemayim al sukkah is based on the fact that he was makta this object of mitzvah? He was makta this object to be used for mitzvah sukkah. And the Torah said, whatever is hooked to a mitzvah is also bano. If one understands that the Torah gave Kedusha to a sukkah, so even if one would say any baidel, as long as he's being mekayim his mitzvah in the sukkah, as long as he's sitting in the sukkah, Hashem mitzvah sukkah, the object is an object of a sukkah, and the Torah gave this object of a sukkah Kedusha. And therefore he cannot possibly say any baidel. On the other hand, if one would understand, Kishem Shechav Shem Shemem is based on the hook to mitzvasei, that he was makta this object for a mitzvah, so if he would say nibaydo, and he's not being makta this object for a mitzvah, it would not be niskadesh b'kedusha soka. That is l'chayya the machlekes rishenim. And this is really a mefurisha machlekes rishenim. We find that the Rosh in Sukkah and Avteh says that we say Kishem Shachar Shem Shamayim Rachagiga Kachar Shem Shamayim Sukkah is only referring to the Schach. Because only the Schach is considered the Sukkah. And as Reb Chaim in Hilcha Sukkah explains, that the Rosh understands Kishem Shachar Shem Shamayim is on the Cheftza of Sukkah. And therefore only the Schach is considered the Cheftza of Sukkah. Rashi, on the other hand, on the Famed Zayin Amud Beis in Sukkah, explains that we say Kishem Shechar Shem Shamayim is based on the fact that it was hooked to the mitzvasei. And therefore Rashi Ushitase Bayas has to explain that the only reason why one cannot say any Baido from Atei Sukkah is only based on the Isser of Stira Soya. Because if not for that, had one said any baido, it would not be considered hooked to mitzvah, and therefore one would not say Kishem Shechar Shem Shamayim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.